There are concerns about a new reality show on CBS just weeks before it debuts. Kid Nation features 40 children on their own in the high desert of New Mexico. And there are questions about possible child endangerment and neglect on the set. Gloria Hillard has this report.
When you think about it, the controversy surrounding CBS's Kid Nation is headlined in the network's promotion of the show.
The youngest is 8 and a half. 40 kids with no parents, no teachers anywhere.
When Kid Nation was shot earlier this year in New Mexico, the state's Department of Labor was adhering to guidelines by the Screen Actors Guild regarding children on film and television sets. The rules stipulate that children work a limited number of hours and are to be schooled by a certified teacher on the set.
Our inspectors were not allowed to visit the site.
Carlos Castaneda, a spokesman for New Mexico's Department of Labor, says when his office got word that there was a production involving children working long hours, an inspector tried to visit the set 3 times. But the network, he says, maintained it wasn't a television production.
It was considered a summer camp by CBS that limited our authority on and jurisdiction on some of the events that were taking place.
Castaneda says by calling the production a summer camp and not paying the children wages, the network argued it was exempt from the state's labor laws.
Hauling water, cleaning latrines, cooking meals, and washing dishes.
The New York Times has reported that after the production wrapped, an anonymous letter was sent to various state officials alleging that there were a couple of incidents which required medical attention. One in which several children had accidentally ingested bleach. Later, a letter from a mother of one of the children backed up the complaints. CBS turned down our request for an interview but released a statement stating there were paramedics and a pediatrician on the set. It read, "These kids were in good hands and under good care with procedures and safety structures that arguably rival or surpass any school or camp in the country." The 40 kids spent 40 days in what was billed as a New Mexico ghost town. It is, in fact, a 10,000-acre working cattle ranch and historic Western movie set. Imogene Hughes, the 70-year-old owner of the ranch, says she never heard of any problems on the set.
You know, I never saw a parent, and I only saw one child, and that was after they completed their filming, and he said, "Oh, this has been the greatest adventure I've ever had."
The parents of the children also signed an extensive release and waiver for the show's producers.
You know, parents want the best for their kids. I have to believe that.
Cindy Ospring, a Los Angeles agent representing children in the industry for more than 14 years, says parents have to be the responsible party when turning their children over to the entertainment industry.
It's a business. It's not about your child. So to think that they had the children's well-being, I'm sure they did in their hearts, but it's still a business. It's about the money. It's about making money and making a successful show.
Kid Nation debuts next month, and CBS has already held 2 open auditions for its sequel. Hundreds of children and their parents turned out. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.